we keep hearing about the competitors so far in camp. They're talking about guys trying to beat each other in every drill and stuff like that. You were saying you're implementing some new stuff. So what are you noticing in terms of how these guys are competing throughout these drills?
I mean, they're doing an amazing job competing, especially in the competitive drills. We try to split them up in two different type of categories. First one's the learning drills. We're trying to learn new things and also explore a little bit new options. And when we start playing, we just try to get them to find a way home, and that brings some chippiness in everybody, which is great because the best practices are at the edge of conflict. You want to keep it right there. That just means the engagement is very important for the players.
The team seems to have pretty good depth with ball handling. Zach Klima talked about that on Monday. We were adding Ty Jerome to Pippen and Morant. And you have depth of more longer defensive-oriented guys on the perimeter, adding KCP to some of the guys you have back. But there were sort of two different groups of players. How do you think about managing and juggling those skill sets within the context of lineups?
Yeah, I tend to agree with that statement. And I think it's all about finding the right balance, that you have enough offense, you have enough defense, and you also have the, let's say, defensive toolkit from a conceptual standpoint to highlight and put more pressure on the guys that are defensively maybe have a longer reach or are more athletic and can cover space. And on the other hand, you know, on the offensive end, highlight the guys who have the on-ball talent and decision-making there.
Right. You played a bit with John Scottie together last season. Adding Ty to that niche.
I didn't play, luckily enough.
you deployed them together.
Yes. Right. Correct.
Adding Ty to that mix, too, I assume you have comfort in doing those double guard configurations with any of them?
Yeah, I feel like we have really good combinations there, and not just those three guys, and also Javon Small has been doing a great job also in that. And we feel like when we have two handlers on the court and we have those runners who can, we can play multiple ball screens in single possession. We have two guys who are really able to push it up the court, like next to the wings and our bigs. Like, that gives us more optionality with that. So, and those were generally really good lineups also with John, Scotty last year, some of our best lineups.
How would you describe the role of a runner within your offensive system?
Well, it's a key offensive role. It's a player that needs to be able to create some separation, have some secondary ball handling, and also spacing. So it's a very, very important offensive role.
With the front court injury issues, outside of Jock and Santi and PJ Hall, who else is going to get minutes in that front court? And are there any guys that maybe we haven't thought of that we could see playing the four?
Yeah, just like yesterday we spoke about, I mean, there's a ton of competition for those spots, and Omax is definitely in that group. He's been doing a great job there. PJ, Jock, like you said, Santi. I feel like we still have, decent depth, and we're able to get a little bit more variability before the two bigs.
Are there any of the wings who might be asked to size up?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have some, one of those candidates is Cedric, who's really physical. He's long, he's strong, he rebounds really well, for his position. So we could see him stepping up a position. And then you have somebody like Kenny, who has a lot of experience, so he knows how to kind of work the angles and in post-ups. And really, I think the biggest challenge is the rebounding part. That's the hard part, because when you start going smaller at each position, it's like you don't end up with a smaller five or smaller four. You're smaller basically from the two on, and that just accumulates then. And one of the biggest things that we see is rebounding is the one facet where you give up a lot. And the way the league is trending with a lot of big 4-5 combinations, especially in the West, that's going to be a big challenge for us. We're going to have to find different competitive edges for us.
What is it like to talk basketball with Ty? Because he seems to be pretty cerebral in the way he thinks about things, and some of the stuff he's saying seems aligned with you, mentioning the defense is always wrong and that sort of thing. So what is it like to just talk basketball strategy with someone like that?
I mean, he's unique, and we have a couple of those guys. Ja is similar, that just the ability to process, and I think you can tell them scenarios and they can imagine it in their head, which is really rare, and And I think having both of those guys, especially in the playmaker spots, like gives us a lot of optionality because they're able to also absorb a ton of information. But Ty is a unique individual in a way that how much information he's able to process. He loves basketball. He watches everything possible, just all around professional. So that's a great person to have at the point guard. Yeah.
Okay, we're holding the bus. We get time for one more quick one. Anybody?
What are some key things for you defensively from the standpoint of, we know in the past, we've talked about this team has been centered around like preventing points in the paint and different three-point shots and whatnot. Like, what do you want this defense to look like from the standpoint of what you want to take away when, you know, what do you want to be good at?
Well, the simple answer is just try to get the defensive rating as low as possible, you know, and find the pieces around each other that make that happen, you know, having the right amount of rim protection, having the, you know, rebounding, but also the disruption in there, and just overall making it very difficult to play against us. Like, there was a Italian soccer coach whose teams were described by Guardiola as, you know, playing them as like going to the dentist. That's how it should feel like, you know. It should be an unpleasant experience.
I think so.